004. Hilchos Tefillin, Mishnah Brura, Siman Lama Beis. We're up to Seif Dalit. Tzorech shelo tibach shum os bachaverta. Each letter has to be perfectly formed, of course, with its own space around it. It's not touching. It has to be what's called ela kol osti and mukefes gvil. That's what's called mukef gvil. Each letter has to have a space around it. That way it's complete. Right? You're already talking about what to do if it happens. We're learning the din. The din is it has to have space all around it. What to do if it doesn't, we'll learn about as we go through the sinner. We'll learn about the eitzes. But the first you have to know the din. Before you know the eitzes. The din is that each letter has to have space on all four sides. It's called Mukefes Gvil. Mukefes Gvil is a funny word to use for tefillin, because tefillin is not Gvil. Gvil is the name of the kind of parchment that's used in the Sefer Torah. It's called Gvil. Tefillin is called what? Anybody? Tefillin is called Klaf. So you say he has to be Mukef Klaf, not Mukef Gvil. We'll be learning the differences between gvil and klaf a little later in the siman. It's different parts of the skin. It's processed. It's not processed differently, but it's different parts of the or of the animal. The whole or split in half. The upper half, the bottom half, the mezuzah, tefillin, and sefer Torah each use a different part of the or. In a few seifim. Agaponim, I'm just pointing out that the word mukefes gvil is like a funny word. It would be mukefes klaf. Okay. Agav liyichtov ksiva tama. Each letter has to be perfectly formed. Shelo yechzer afilu kutso shel yud. There's a machlok is what kutso shel yud is. When we learn the halachas, we'll learn on the left there's a little thing going up and a little thing going down. One of them is the kutso shel yud. You ever heard of the word tagim? There are seven letters that need three tagim. Tagim are like crowns. Shatnez das. That's the symbol. Shatnez shinai and tes nun zayin gimel tzadik, and the tzadik is shatnez gatz. Three tagim. We'll be learning what happens if you don't have the tagim. But the evidence good. So he was talking about perfectly formed now. He should write, you know, shmaka letters. They shouldn't be erased. They should hold. They should stay. It should be nice ksav. It should be as nice as possible. It should be chutz. The outside, meaning the batim, should be beautiful batim. The parshas should be beautiful parshas. Believe it or not, this is a chiddush a little. Shitas hold that there's no din of zekeli van veyu on the inside because no one ever sees it. It's inside the bias. So it's a chiddush. The Rama will have a machlekes as we go through the sinan. But here the Rama says mitzvah yaposim mibachutz, meaning the botim, which is seen, umibifnim, the parshios that are on the inside. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. The haverta mimaos gadol. If the letter is large, and at the very tail end of it, you have a base, at the bottom of the base, so it touches a little something else. But even in such a way, if you would scrape away the part that's connected, be sure it's a resource. Certainly it'll still look like a base. So yesh makshir and yesh posman. Some say, based on Yerushalmi, that you can disregard the fact that it's touching. If it's touching in a way that it has a tsuras os without the part that's touching, if you imagine in your mind, you'll take away the part that's touching, it'll still look like whatever letters it's supposed to be, so you can disregard it even now that it's touching. That's what some say. Yesh makshir and yesh posman. You have to be machmir. You have to scrape away the part that's touching. If it has a tsuras os, if it looks like the letter that it is, it's just that it's touching, you do not have a problem of shaloi kasidron, and you don't have a problem of chayk toiches, that always goes together, when you scrape away the touching part. Again, you have to scrape away the touching part because you need mukav kvil. But it's not called you're writing the letter with that act of scraping away the touching part, because the letter looks like the letter anyway. It's just that it's puzzle because it's not mukav kvil. So therefore you can do it even if it's out of order, and you don't have a problem that you're not writing the letter. You're forming it through other means other than writing, because you're forming it by scraping. No, you're not forming it by scraping. It looked like the letter anyway. So that's what he says here. So you have to scrape it away. Now, if the letter doesn't look like the letter, then you got a big problem, because if you scrape it away, first of all, you might be writing the letter Shaloka Sidron, if you already went further, and you're not even writing it at all. It's Chay Teiches. However, we'll be learning later in the Simen that Mukav Gevil is only a problem when the letter is written. If the letter is written and it's Mukav Gevil, and then later the ink, like, connected to the next letter, you don't even have to scrape it off. I mean, you could if you want it to look nice and hulu, but you don't have to. The din of Mukav Gevil is a din at the time of the forming of the letter. Afterwards, it wouldn't matter. The din of Mukav Gevil is not just touching. It's not just touching another letter. If you have an endanun at the bottom of the page, bottom of the cloth, and it goes all the way down to the bottom, problem. It's not Mukav Gevil. There's no Gevil on the bottom side. So you have to have all around. Mukav Gevil is all around on all four sides. We'll be learning this as we go through some Maman Beis. Kol Os, Vafilo Hosa Akro Me'ashita, even the last letter on the line, Tzichaliyos Mekavik Vil, that's what I just told you. Me'abar Ruchuzet, Uli Yikubu Vafilo B'di'evet. This is Ma'akid even B'di'evet. It's a psul, it's puzzle. Whole tefillin can be puzzle if one letter is not Mukav Gevil. Again, it means at the time of the Ksiva, it has to be Mukav Gevil. Kidol Kamon B'soit Sif Tez Zayin. Vafilo M'yechzor HaKofes Gevil HaKol Shel Yud. Kam Kein Puzzle Du. These have been Menachos Daf Chav Tes. We're going to be learning a lot about this. Dear Alocha, Sarach Shalom Tidbach Shem Oz Bachaverta, Diem Hatag Echad Dubuka Bachaverta. What about if the Tagim are touching? Either touching each other. Well, if they're touching another letter, then the other letter has a problem anyway. What about if they're touching each other? B'zeyesh Nafkamina. If the tagin of one letter are touching, das harama lifsol, it's possible. Achim gufei haosios nikoros kolechad b'fnei atzmo. Rak hatag shel os echad nogeya b'tag sheba os sheetzla o miteva l'teva amiri mekel b'zeh. Okay, it's a shayla. Kitzur, if the tagim are touching, it's a serious shayla. You have to ask a shayla. Tagim touching is bepashtus a shayla. Serious problem. Even the tagim have to be mukav gevil. Look at the next beer halacha. What? Greira is very real. Greira, you have to make sure the letter has a tsura sos without the greira. Or else you could end up with two problems, two major problems. Shalai kasidron and chayk toiches. Kol oistiyam ukefes gvil. Here's the beer halacha saying what I told you. Gvil lavdafka. We ain't talking about gvil. You can't write fillin on gvil. So the lashon is good by a sefer Torah. Ksiva tama mishnebrua yudalit. You have to write the letter perfectly. We'll be going through Mitzvah Shem, maybe. I don't know yet. Maybe we'll go through the Mishnah Seferim and we'll learn the basic dinam of each letter. Maybe. We'll see. Well, you have to beis and kof beis zayin nun zayin. You have to make the letter look like it's supposed to look. Kutzel shel yud, I know ukat smo shel yud. The thing on the left side going up, there's one going down also. That we'll learn about. The kolchem chutzel regel yamin the puzzle. Some say that's kutzel shel yud. That of course, without that, it's just a dot. It's the bottom leg on the right side that gives it its whole tzura of being a yud. Kutsu shel yud usually means the left side. But we'll see when we learn the letter. Utmunos hayud ayin lekamon b'din etzur esayisim shemalam etzodim l'kavodashim epim begodim. Kehuchoso ba'osio shatnas gats gates. You have the tiogim, the crowns. V'zeo rak l'chatchila d'b'dievet koshel roi v'apoyskim emlo tiyeg. The dinam of the crowns will learn about in Siman Lamed Vav Bli Neder. Sif, hey, Tzorach Sheyichtav B'Yamino. You have to write with your right hand. Avilu Sholeit Mishtei Yodav. Even an ambidextrous person writes with his right hand. Shem Kosev the small, if he writes with his left hand. Sulim, Kosev. The Mefshalim Tzorachem Tzorim B'Yamin. If you can find others. Meaning, the Eved B'Shasad Chak. You can wear them. Don't make a bracha, but you'll wear them. But certainly have to look for other tefillin. The eat their yada lefty, smoldy day. How do you mean? That's always the lashon I told you in Chazal. He also has to write with his right hand, but his right hand is his left hand. Mishnah Brura, sheyich to the yamina. Why? Ain't derech ksiva the small. For a righty to write with his left hand is not. It's not derech ksiva. Who are din? Lasso says, "Tikum the small binyan aksiva to fix something up." That's ma'akev. It's also possible. Avalahafra in the gills. Here's another ramification of the fact that letters touching are possible, but you're not really writing the letter. You're just taking away a psul, which is called Book of Tevil. He's saying you could scrape away touching with your left hand. Near the kosher feel of the small, because you're not writing anything. It's not a, you're not writing. It's writing that has to be amid, not scraping. Do me the machshavin and banoshim absulim lozer. The common besinim lametes al kaponim b'di'evin. Ayin shom. People who are puzzled to write tefillin could scrape away touching oisias. The small hainu b'shelot b'yamin b'labad. Very important Mishnah Brura. The din that if you write with your left hand, it's puzzled, is not by an ambidextrous person. The din that even the evidence puzzle is only by a writing. Why? Wake up. Anybody listening? Because the din we said was that it's not the derech. It's not derech ksiva. But for an ambidextrous person, obviously it is derech ksiva to write with his left hand also. Why the chatchila shouldn't he write with his left hand? Because there's really another reason to write with your right hand. That it should be in the same hand that you tie the tefillin with. Chart the muksafa, it's like a hekish. So that's why an ambidextrous person, we learned, has to put tefillin on his left hand, like everyone else. So he ties with his right hand, so he has to write with his right hand too. But in the Eved, it's not possible. The small, I'm a b'sharet b'yamin levad. Aval b'sharet b'shtayadav, if he's ambidextrous, afilu kosav the small, but the Eved is kosher. Afilu b'sharet b'yamin levad, in the Efshalim Tzachayim, that's what the Mechaber says, Yedichem, because it's not so clear that there's such a halacha, the Rambam doesn't even bring it down. You're not going to find it in the Gemara. The halacha, you have to write it with your right hand. Once already, you'll get older, and you'll learn tour in Beis Yosef, with Bir Agra, Bir Agayla, and you'll see the source that this din doesn't have a source in the Gemara. So that's why the Mechaber says, put it on, maybe you yait to the mitzvah. Just don't make a bracha. Lo yivarech aleihem. The sefer, you're going to be a min. If you have one of these funny cases, the sefer writes with one hand, does everything else with his left hand, one of those kind of guys, he had trouble by his bar mitzvah. Because of a prima godim, yeah, he shouldn't become a sefer. He should become a cook. Shenachal lechatchila shelo lekabel the sofer. Let him not become a sefer. It's too proud. It just gives the rabbi headaches. But with the evidence lesser, I ain't sure my time. But you're not going to want to buy your tefillin from him. So I would advise the guy to get a different job. People are going to find out. You're going to have trouble. A lefty, smoldy day, have him in. If a lefty writes with his right hand, meaning what everyone else's right hand, it's possible. How can him cut the amino puzzle come over smoldy albo canal? Same thing. Because of the Ramah. He has a nice story to tell over tonight. A bedtime story. I saw him in Mitzrayim once upon a time in the land of Mitzrayim. A guy wrote tefillin holding the kumus in his mouth. Shatav zechad al kumus bisfasov with his lips. Because of that, he got on to the Tonight Show, probably. Or maybe late night with Conan O'Brien. That's when they bring out all the freaks. So he wrote a pair of tefillin holding the pen in his mouth. Solo, the Ramah said it's possible. Why? If you think writing with your left hand is bad, you just see writing with your mouth. It's good entertainment by the Perchim of a Malka, but it's not going to get you a kosher pair of tefillin. Cousin of Morgan Avram, the Bosel Afilu Mietzalim Sacherim. Don't even bother putting him on without a bracha. There's no way. It's not Derech Tesiva to write with your mouth. Vayim the Sefer Mishnas Avram, B'shem Aget Mekusher, Vayit Poiskim, the Mashmazer, Oya Koysa Baraglo, Makosa Biatzmo. If you write with your mouth that story, or maybe you could do a trick, you're right, we're holding the pen in your feet. So they do compare it to Kosa Biatzmo, which means what? Did he ever put it on without a bracha? They do compare it. Shabura is more note than waste of time. It's nothing. Zero. Let's start Sivvav. You know what Sirtut is? Sirtut means Cipher etches lines to write on. Right? He takes his. Take your nail too. By a get, they do it with a nail. So that's Sirtut. Sirtut is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. By a Sefer Torah. Not by Tefillin. By Tefillin, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, you don't have to do Sirtut. However, there's another Gemara that says whenever you write Ksav Ashuris on a cloth, and you're writing it like a Sefer Torah, even 3-4 words, you have to make Sirtut. Sirtut, by the way, is to ensure that you write it neatly, that you don't write slanty, straight. You write it nicely. So there's two Gemaras that are contradictory. So all the Rishayim talk about the contradictory Gemaras. So they give different terutzim, and we're going to be learning the Mechaber Shita. Ein l'sarte. Now you'll see something funny. You'll see the word sarich in parentheses. The Mechaber held ein l'sarte. You shouldn't. If you don't have to, you shouldn't. The Ramah held that there's no din that if you don't have to, you shouldn't. So he put in the word sarich. That's a Ramah. Go to the, I bet you the big fancy Shulchan Aruch, the new ones, you'll see clearly that that's the Ramah. Ain't Sarech Lasarte, why does the Ramah hold, why should you not supposed to do it? This is one of the things it says, if you putter from something and you do it, it's Nikra Hedyot. You're like a foolish person. However, it depends, Sirtut might be different, because it's not like a chumrah. You're not doing it because you want to be from. You're doing it because you're afraid that, you know, you're not going to do a good job. So you want to be sure. So that's why the Ramah holds only in Tzarech L'Sartet, you don't. Ki'im Shita El Yonah. That's one of the Terutzim in Taisis, that the din, that whenever you're writing three letters, like in a Sefer Torah type writing, the cloth and the works, you should be Masartet just once on top. And then you'll probably do a good job, because the first line will be straight, and then you'll just follow along with that line. So you don't have to be Masartek, only Sito Helyona. The many of daily Asher Hashita below Sito, if he's going to mess up, so then certainly you start in Kol Ashuros, about that you should do it. There's no Isser to do it, especially according to the Ramah. Even according to the Mechaber, who didn't say Tzarech. The Mechaber's talking now. He said, Ein L'Sartek, don't do it. But if you have to do it, Avada, you do it. Even the Mechaber's Moda. The Mechaber didn't say Tzarech. He said, Ein L'Sartek, you shouldn't. But now he's saying, if you need to do it, you do it. And every line. Below Yisartek Ba'oferes, don't do it with lead. Then you'll have like ink. It'll be colored. You'll be like be writing something else in the tefillin, not a letter. So you have to do it with a knife or with your nail. Just etch into it a line, a scratch. Scratch a line into it. Hagah v'yesh omrim shetzorech l'sarte tomid. Lamalo, Lamato, Minatzdodin. Not just the first line, but on top and on the bottom, make like a square, just to keep you in the square. That you always have to do. Avobishir there, lift the below, certain. Okay, no, again. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with the Mr. Bruin next year.